This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and right in your children's classrooms. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
A second grader who pointed a pencil and made shouting noises in a Suffolk, Virginia elementary school is the latest to be suspended in zero-tolerance gun incidents. Although the teacher wrote on the suspension notice, "I told him to stop, and he did," she nevertheless reported the incident to the next level, and the principal suspended the 7-year-old and his fellow pencil-wielding classmate for 2 days. A school representative said, "A pencil is a weapon when it is pointed at someone in a threatening way and gun noises are made." Despite community outrage at this silly reaction by the school, school administrators continue to defend their actions. The father of the suspended boy is a Marine Corps veteran. He said his son is a good student and never had any discipline problems. His son told him, "Well, I was pretending to be a Marine and the other guy was being a bad guy." In other zero-tolerance nonsense, some educators around the country are being scared by plastic Hello Kitty bubble guns, Pop-Tarts bitten into something like the shape of a gun, and toy World War II soldiers on top of cupcakes. Some parents say that zero-tolerance policies enforced without common sense make a mockery of the real issue of school safety. Stripping little boys of their masculine tendency to engage in military play is harmful, not helpful. When school administrators take zero tolerance to these extremes, they become fear-mongering strangers to common sense, rather than responsible adults looking out for the safety of all students. And it's not just boys who are the victims of zero-tolerance silliness. In a California school, an 11-year-old girl was suspended for doing cartwheels and handstands during lunchtime.
Has your son or daughter expressed frustration with the liberal ideology and anti-Christian propaganda on their college campus? Encourage any students you know to join Phyllis Schlafly and other conservative leaders in Washington, D.C. on July 18 and 19 for the annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit. The conference is free to students who register in advance at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Our infrastructure is failing and our government is corrupt. We have some hard times ahead. If there was no way to get medical help, what would you do? How are you going to protect the safety of your family during a crisis when there are no doctors, hospitals, emergency services, or supplies? Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a nano-engineered silver unlike any other silver product on the market today. This technology has advanced antibacterial, antiviral, and antifungal properties. And more than 200 independent clinical studies and trials have shown that it's effective in over 500 different uses. Supernatural Silver can be stockpiled and stored for over 10 years. And in a collapse, it could be priceless. It can be used daily to fight off colds, flus, and other pathogens, and yet it's powerful enough to combat some of the most deadly diseases in the world today. Make sure your home is well stocked with Supernatural Silver. To order, go to supernaturalsilver.com. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off, and like us on Facebook.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNForAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNForAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN4All.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
In these unpredictable times, you can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally. Real people, real problems, real activism. Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Radio Show with your host,
January 6th, 2014. It's the Bob Tuscan Show. Steve Starr's riding shotgun with us.
Former Mossad chief says we don't need the Jordan Valley. I'm Bob Tuscan, and this is the Mossad Minute.
And now, the Mossad Minute.
Former Mossad chief Mir Dagan said over the weekend that Israeli control over the Jordan Valley is not essential for Israel's security. He also suggested that Israel may have an interest in keeping Hamas alive as a force in the region, and speculated that U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry's commitment to an Israeli-Palestinian peace deal is motivated by his presidential hopes for 2016. In my opinion, Kerry's efforts are related to his desire to campaign for the U.S. presidency, Dagan said. I didn't see too much involvement by the previous Secretary of State in the peace process. I didn't see President Obama involved in a very significant way. I don't get the feeling that this is a significant milestone in the American worldwide view. I get the impression that it is an effort related to Kerry himself. Dagan rejected out of hand the argument of many Israeli leaders and other former security officials that Israel must maintain control over the Jordan Valley in order to defend its eastern frontier. The argument, Dagan said, was, quote, a manipulative use of security issues for political ends. Stay up to date with all the news on the Mossad and so much more
at BobTuscan.com. Steve, what you just heard was something that we'll be featuring regularly on our YouTube channel. I'm really growing that YouTube channel, man. I'm making it skyrocket here as much as I possibly can. And the website as well, as I've mentioned last week on the show, we got daily original articles from yours truly and other writers. And if you're a writer and would like to contribute, please send me your articles. I'd love to post them and make them go viral and get the word out. BobTuscan.com. That's the website. BobTuscan, TUSKIN.com. And you can email me, thebobtuscanshow@gmail.com. On the right-hand side of the page, you'll see a blog roll that says Today's Video Picks. It's got all the videos you could possibly imagine, and it's updated daily. One such video is of Rabbi Weiss. Do you know who Rabbi Weiss is, Steve-O?
Is he one of the Orthodox from New York, as I recall?
He is an Orthodox from New York. He is.
Okay. Yes, and he's also been critical of Israeli policy, as I recall. Is that the right one?
Believe it or not, a rabbi critical of Zionism.
Yes.
That's certainly the case here. Mm-hmm. I have a clip that we have featured on the website, BobTuscan.com, shameless plug, of him talking about the difference between Judaism and Zionism. Should we air a little bit of this clip here, Steve?
Yeah, let's listen to that, because I think it's important that people do hear there is a difference of opinion on a lot of these things. It's not just a group think thought plan that's going on with here. There are people who have been opposed to the restructuring and recreation of Israel under the Zionist plan for a long time, and they are Jews just as much or maybe more so than any of the others, and I think it's good to hear their point of view.
Precisely, Steve.
Let's hear that. Yeah, that'd be good.
Take a look at what real Jews say about Zionism, folks.
The street outside Israel's embassy in London has been a regular meeting point for demonstrators showing solidarity with Palestinians, particularly since Israel's 22-day war on Gaza. But this time it was the turn of hundreds of men.
Is it me, or is that clip only playing in stereo?
I'm hearing it fine, but that's just me.
You're hearing it fine?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it was plain funky for me for some reason. Let's see if we can get to Rabbi Weiss's comments. I think they're a little bit later in the clip here. Come on, Mr. Producer, get that. All right. There we go. Here's Rabbi Weiss, as promised, talking about the difference between Jews, or Judaism rather, and Zionism.
Those who are true to Judaism and who are ready to be vocal, speak out against this new type of movement, this ideology called Zionism in the State of Israel, which simply has hijacked, stolen the Jewish identity.
So did you hear what he said?
Yes.
He said Zionism has hijacked the Jewish identity. Why is that important that we make that distinction? Well, folks, it's because there is a criminal agency, okay, known as the State of Israel, or Zionism, that has used the name of Judaism to go around the world creating a bunch of havoc. And it's very important that in these serious times where we have groups like the Mossad and others creating deliberate attacks, false flag attacks that they're blaming on others, that we realize that this is a compartmentalized effort that transcends Judaism, that transcends the people, and has to do with a criminal agent. Make sense?
Yes, it does. It makes a lot of sense.
So it's important that we make this distinction, and as many of my listeners know by now, not that it matters to me or plays into my thinking in any way, shape, or form, but I do happen to come from a Jewish family, and I am probably one of the most outspoken critics of the crimes against humanity perpetrated by the Zionist. So don't get things twisted, folks. Just because someone's a Jew doesn't mean they're a Zionist. And just because somebody's a Zionist doesn't mean they're a Jew. All right, now that we aired that out of the way, let's get on to our next point of contention here, and that is with these guys in this crazy tour of the Arctic. One guy gets stuck, the next guy gets stuck, of course, with weather being the major news today. It's funny when weather's the major news, and it just pisses me off in general when people are so quick, oh, how's the weather? What's the weather? You know, it's like as if they can't talk about anything of more importance than the weather. The weather. How's the weather near you? Come on, get a life. But I did find it interesting that these Russian scientists got stuck in the Arctic, and then they were trying to be rescued by another ship, and they got stuck. Have you seen the picture, Steve?
Yes, I have, and I think they need to get their ships together, you know, because they have some serious problems down there. They're going to be frozen in for a long time. I mean, this is going to be a very cold season for all of us, even from north down to south, as you can see. They weren't expecting that area to be frozen up this time of year because this is supposed to be the summer in Antarctica. But already it's freezing and getting colder. They're going to have a long time trying to get those ships out of there, which could get pushed up by the pressure of the ice rolled over and possibly sunk. By the time they get back out there, next late fall our time, you know, early spring or midsummer theirs. So, yeah, it's a mess.
And I know everybody's heard this line already, Steve, but I can't resist. I wonder if Al Gore's going to be there and if they're considering this to be global warming.
Yeah, it's the result of global warming. See, it's a global cooling on a rapid pace, that, as we see here, is what's necessary after global warming is beginning, before global warming starts, see? You know what I mean? It's the global cooling before the big global warming. That's, you know, they're going to be their synopsis scientifically of all this. But yeah, absolutely. These guys were, the mainstream news media did not cover the fact that that's what this expedition was all about, climate change or global warming. And of course, we know by now that all the experts there were people who were stood to write articles for National Geographic and a lot of
other exactly.
things.
They're all global warmists. A couple of headlines on the front page. Meditation may help with anxiety, depression, and pain. Astronomers find a hotter, puffier Earth orbiting an alien star. And Kerry's peace plan for Israel is worthless, folks. We'll get to those stories in a minute.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendovite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendovite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendovite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth.
I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth.
Welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show.
In a part of Iraq where more than 1,300 Americans fought and died, it's Anbar province, where Islamic extremists in league with al-Qaeda have taken the city of Fallujah. That's where U.S. forces fought a ferocious battle in 2004. The fight today is between the two main branches of the Islamic faith, the Sunni and the Shia, which are at war with each other from Iraq through Syria and Lebanon. Liz Palmer now on the latest in Iraq.
It took years of hard fighting to drive al-Qaeda-linked fighters out of Fallujah. Now, 2 years after the U.S. withdrawal, they're back. Last week, the Iraqi military went on the attack. This video from the Iraqi Defense Ministry shows the Air Force firing at extremists who had overrun mosques, jails, and police stations in the two main towns of Anbar, Fallujah and Ramadi. Tonight, the insurgents are reported still to be in control of Fallujah. Armed with guns and rocket-propelled grenades, they're battling local tribesmen and the largely U.S.-trained and equipped Iraqi army. The violence is a spillover from the savage civil war next door in Syria, where al-Qaeda-linked militants have exported their cause and their men across the border. They're mostly Sunni Muslims who want to rule this part of the world and impose hardline Sharia law. These days, though, their main enemy is no longer the U.S. military. It's the millions of Shiite Muslims who live here and the Shiite-controlled government that rules Iraq. Over the past year, this religious conflict has grown. In the country America believed was headed for stable democracy, nearly 8,000 civilians were killed in 2013, a return to the kind of violence Iraqis haven't seen since the very worst years of the war.
Elizabeth Palmer joins us from Amman. Liz?
Steve?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. There you go.
This is despicable. It really
Absolutely.
Is.
It was predictable, you know. We knew that this was going to happen eventually, as we predicted, you know, on our shows going back 2 years, going even back to the days of Mission Accomplished, you know, when, what do they say now, Mission Disaccomplished or Mission Reignited again or something? Are we supposed to go back there and free Fallujah again?
But wait a second, Steve. Here's the connection I don't think many people in the mainstream have made here. So they were talking about it flooding over from the border of Syria, right?
Right, yes, uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, do you remember who Barry Sotero and the rest of the folks in our military, you know, at least in the upper echelons of our military, proposed we supported in Syria? Do you remember who they wanted to get behind?
Sure, the al-Qaeda rebels.
Mm-hmm. Yes, right. Wow. Are these the same al-Qaeda rebels, could it be, that are going into Iraq, to the same area where we lost many, many men, where thousands and thousands of civilians have died over the years? Is this the same place? Tens of thousands.
Sure. It's part of that same insurgency that we're now supporting under Sunni control, of course, fighting against the Shiites and the people like that who have been there for a long period of time. And they're trying to disrupt this whole regimen of Shiite control from Syria down to Iran and up and down the coast of Lebanon into Hezbollah camps just north of Israel, Bob. And that's what they're doing. And who's behind all that? Well, I look at the border and I see this country. It's called Saudi Arabia. Prince Bandar, the same kinds of people. So now here you have rebels, the same kinds of atrocious al-Qaeda rebels coming into Fallujah to take over after all of this, inciting more sectarian violence, and the whole thing has fallen apart again. And we're supposed to be concerned about how this government that we were supposed to restore, or the order, you know what I mean, after the fall of Saddam Hussein, has fallen into a divided provincial government. And Fallujah is now taken by some of the most radical extremists in that area who are called al-Qaeda, of all people. This is so confusing, unless to those of us who know that al-Qaeda is actually a CIA implementation, a force, power, terror, and dread in that area, Bob. I think we've pretty well nailed it, haven't we?
Time and time again, it's just a shame that we see stories like this coming up again. And, well, we hate to say it, but we told you so.
That's right. And again, this is part of that whole plan that we talked about. John Kerry, the Saudi Arabians, Prince Bandar, and the Israelis in this region trying to disrupt this fertile crescent, if you like, of Shiite power from Iran all the way through Syria down the coast through Lebanon. And that's what this is really all about. And so now they're calling it another uprising, of course, something that we were supposed to be against. But it sounds to me like if this is another insurgency that we are actually supporting underneath the radar, like the Egyptian revolution and so many other of these events that are happening all over the place, where we employ these thugs to do these kinds of atrocious things against all the interests. What did we learn at all in Iraq? I don't know, man, but I feel really bad for a lot of our vets and a lot of the people and all the suffering that's taking place on that because of what's coming down today, Bob.
Absolutely. Steve?
Yes, sir.
Guess who's the new chairman of the Federal Reserve?
Old Yellen was a felon.
Old Yellen. She is a felon now, officially.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah. Have you heard? Have you heard my old Yellen song? It goes.
Sing it for me. Sing
old Yellen was a felon.
All right, don't quit your day job.
A skanky bankster.
Ooh yeah, oh yeah.
There's no telling.
Can you hit the dump button, Mr. Producer, please?
Okay, yeah, dump that out there, man.
You know, people get in trouble for calling others skanky. You know, that's
really
sexist,
bad.
Man. You're gonna have to come on air and make a public apology and cry for us.
I just said a skankster bankster, that's all.
Oh, a skankster bankster. I thought that was a sexist remark. You're going to have to do a, what's her name, Melissa Perry? Everybody's talking about it in the mainstream media.
Flip over backwards, huh? Yeah.
You know who I'm talking about? The Melissa Perry or whatever the chick's name is from MSNBC?
Oh, yeah, that the things that they can't say when they're employed by the New World Order to pretend
she
to
came. She came on TV. I don't even know why I'm talking about this. She came on TV. And she made a comment about Mitt Romney holding his youngest granddaughter, and she made a comment about the grandchild being black. And it was a big to-do all over. She came on air and cried and blah, blah, blah. Another non-issue, really. Anyways, I digress. Where was I going with this?
Well, you're saying that, of course, that if you criticize anybody in these positions for some reason, you know, it's your freedom of speech is limited. When I think, in fact, we have every reason to question why Janet Yellen should be appointed Federal Reserve Chairman at this critical time when all of these things have happened. She has been the architect in many ways of what's been going on behind the scenes all this time. So she's
going to only continue. The quantitative easing. I hate that word. Say that five times fast, will you, Steve?
Quantitative easing. But I wouldn't call it quantitative because there's nothing
quantitative
about it.
Quantitative.
Yeah.
Anyways, she really is the mastermind behind that, and we're going to see it on crack with her little term here that's coming up. So, all right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. We got a lot more. I got a few headlines. I got a couple good stories. Meditation, Steve, may help with anxiety, depression, and pain, says a new study that we'll get into. That's at the front page of BobTuscan.com. And a little space news. Astronomers find a hotter, puffier Earth orbiting an alien star. Ooh. Folks, if you can donate, I really could use your help. It's the beginning of the year, and things are really tight. I just lost my other job, to be honest, so I'm trying to make a go of getting the website up and running and doing this show full time, and I could really use your help. BobTuscan.com, BobTuskin, and on the right-hand side of the page, you'll see a Donate to the Tuscan Family button. Click on that, and please help us out. Do it, folks. Do it now. I could really use the help. If you support what I do, please do it with some Federal Reserve notes. We'll be right back.
Show. Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today.
herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
All right, welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show. I'm your humble host, Bob Tuscan, alongside Steve Starrs with you on a Monday. Meditation may help with anxiety, depression, and pain. Steve, you ever get anxious, depressed, or have any pain?
Oh, not
besides me.
No, man. Things are so good, you know. I always feel great.
Never depressed, never anxious, never in pain.
No. Especially when I know that Janet Yellen will be at the helm before too long and everything's going to be fine. The recovery is underway. Mr. Obama is coming back to help us out again. And, you know, he's had his vacation. And so I feel very good, you know, very good.
All right. Well, a lot of people have anxiety and depression and are in pain. They're not as naive as you are, Steve.
Or funny either, huh?
Yeah. Right.
Or they're let's put
funny
this way,
looking.
They're not lying about what they say. Or I wasn't. I don't think anybody really took me seriously, Bob. But this
is
your show, so you know.
It's my show. That's right.
It is. Yeah.
Steve.
Yes, sir.
Before I forget, and I'm about to get into this remedy for anxiety, depression, and pain. But before I forget, 2 weeks from now, okay? 2 weeks from now, I've made a date. Starting on the 20th of January, ending on the 24th of January, that's a Friday. So, the week of Monday the 20th to Friday the 24th, the Bob Tuscan Show will be doing all health. We're going to have different guests, different topics. I want it to be an encyclopedia of health. Health truth. And I think it will be probably one of the most comprehensive, focused weeks that I will do on the spot on the Bob Tuscan Show this year. Well, it's still early, so we shall see. But it's going to be worth your while. It's going to be a week dedicated to health. If you don't understand the importance of dealing with health, then, well, you're sick. No, I'm joking. But the bottom line is, it's a prerequisite, Steve. We can sit here and talk about geopolitics and talk about Fallujah and talk about false flag and talk about the economy and talk about Janet Yellen and talk about Zionism and talk about this and that. But if we don't have our health, well, all that other stuff doesn't seem to be as much of a threat. And everywhere you look, there are slow-kill poisons threatening you. That's right, you and your family. So we're going to dedicate an entire week of health. One of the topics we'll take on is the HIV fraud. And if you want a sneak peek on that, Steve will be doing a segment with us during that health week. He's a filmmaker who created a film many moons ago now called HIV Equals AIDS, Fact or Fraud. That's at his website. AIDSfraudvideo.com. AIDSfraudvideo.com. And we'll get into that. We'll get into health, diet, you name it. We got a lot to talk about. I have Ty Bollinger already confirmed to come on and do 2 hours with us.
Oh, great.
And lots of great guests. Robert Scott Bell scheduled to come on and several more. It should be a very comprehensive look at health. And that will be, again, 2 weeks from now, the 20th through the 24th.
Very good. Yeah.
All right, Steve. Well, what can help with this anxiety and depression and pain that people have? Any idea?
Well,
besides drinking yourself sleep each night?
You know, I would say you got to have faith in something. You know, and to me, I mean, just with me, my point of view is that I think all of this is par for the course. This is where things are going. There are answers. I don't look at this as the end times, you know, but I look at it as approaching that. I just think that there might be a time of rest or a reset coming before too long. I think there may be an actual change in the weather or the political climate. I think we might be absolutely seeing some kind of a shift back to normalcy, if you like that word, or coming and not too distant times ahead. I think things have gone about as far as it can go at this point without a major uprising.
All right. Well, Steve, back to where I was going with this, which you didn't know, obviously.
No.
Is a remedy for anxiety, depression, and pain. Okay. Many people take the pharmaceutical poisons for anxiety and depression and pain, all of the aforementioned symptoms. There's a pharmaceutical drug for that, and these drugs are very dangerous. Oftentimes, the SSRIs only deepen the depression and so on and so forth, and the painkillers are heavily addictive. Well, there's something that has to do with faith, actually, Steve, that I think could really help ease these ailments.
Okay.
You ready for the answer?
I am.
All right, here it is. That's right. Mindfulness meditation may be useful in battles against anxiety, depression, and pain, according to a fresh look at past research. Using data from 47 earlier studies, researchers found moderate evidence to support the use of mindfulness meditation to treat those conditions. Meditations didn't seem to affect mood, sleep, or substance use. Many people have the idea that meditation means just sitting quietly and doing nothing, wrote Dr. Goyal in an email to Reuters Health, quote, that this is not true. It is an active training of the mind to increase awareness, and different meditation programs approach this in different ways. Goyal led the study at the Johns Hopkins University in Baltimore. He and his colleagues write in JAMA Internal Medicine that meditation techniques emphasize mindfulness and concentration. So-called mindfulness meditation is aimed at allowing the mind to pay attention to whatever thoughts enter it, such as sounds in the environment, without becoming too focused. Mantra meditation, on the other hand, involves focusing concentration on a particular word or sound. So it's not the meditation. I lied. It's this other type of meditation that I've practiced. Approximately 9% of people in the United States reported meditating in 2007, according to the National Institute of Health. About 1% say they use meditations as some sort of treatment or medicine. For the new report, the researchers searched several electronic databases that catalog medical research for trials that randomly assigned people with a certain condition, such as anxiety, pain, or depression, to do meditation or another activity. These randomized controlled trials are considered the gold standard of medical research. The researchers found 47 studies with over 3,500 participants that met their criteria. After combing the data, Goyal said his team found between a 5 and 10% improvement in anxiety symptoms among people who took part in mindfulness meditations and compared to those who did another activity. It also helped with depression and pain, Steve, and I think this is kind of groovy, man. I'm not a new age guy. I'm not big into hippy-dippy stuff usually, but I tell you, if meditation helps with these symptoms, then I'm all for it.
Well, the power of the mind is something we're always looking into, and of course, how people meditate can affect their health. I'm a little concerned. I kind of came out of the old days of the Guru Maharishi, remember that, some of that stuff was pretty strange, in my opinion. Some of the people who got into it became even stranger. But, I'm all in favor of the kind of meditation that people do if they have the right programming, at least in terms of where they're going with it. I'm not so sure that just emptying your mind out is going to solve your problems.
It's hard to do. Have you tried it?
No, I thought I'd keep my mind where it is. I thought it might be better to just leave it in my cranium.
I've tried it, and I've practiced it at times over long periods of time, and I find it very difficult because, like you, Steve, my mind's always racing, thinking about things. I'm a talk show host, for crying out loud, right?
Yeah, absolutely, and I have to be honest that there are times when, I wake up sometimes in the middle of the night with thoughts and stuff. But I spend sometimes 2 or 3 hours in the evening or something like that just going over what's in my mind and letting it clear itself out rather than going through a program or a 12-step program or a meditation process or anything like that. But that's just me.
Well, you're an odd bird. All right, folks, we got to take another quick break here in just a second. Again, we could really appreciate your help here with some Federal Reserve notes. Go to the website, bobtuscan.com, and donate. Please, donate. It's on the right-hand side of the page. I need it now more than ever before, folks. Your help really matters. And if you can spare a few Federal Reserve notes, I greatly appreciate it.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey, and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Hi, I'm with Keller Williams Realty. I'm in your neighborhood to see if you have any real estate needs.
Maybe. What would you do as a realtor to market my home?
Well, my skills are in knowing the market, listing your home for the best price possible, negotiating on your behalf, advertising your home, and helping to defend your castle.
Defend my castle?
That's right. In Texas, it's called the Castle Law, and a portion of my commission will go to Gun Owners of America as a charitable cause to help secure our freedoms.
Really? That does make you different from other realtors.
It's about time people make a stand for what they believe in. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yes, I do. And I'd be glad if you helped me sell this home. And my friends will be, too.
Here's my business card for your friends. They can call me at 877-605-9200 and ask for Sandra. Oh, and if they're not in Texas, I can still refer them to a great Keller Williams agent where they live. They just need to call 877-605-9200. 877-605-9200.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
All right, welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show. Next hour, Steve, we're going to open up the phone lines, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Get on board. We'd love to hear from you about anything you like, including some of the aforementioned topics. All right, Steve, so we were talking about that article about meditation. That's up at the front page of BobTuscan.com. The next article is about a new discovery. That's right. Astronomers have made a new discovery. This is also up on the front page. They found a puffier Earth orbiting an alien star. Ooh. Astronomers have spotted a hotter and puffier version of the Earth circling a distant star. The oddball exoplanet candidate KOI 314C is located about 200 light years away and is roughly the same mass as Earth, but its extremely thick atmosphere makes the world about 60% larger than our home planet. Scientists say this planet might have the same mass as Earth, but it certainly is not Earth-like. Study lead author David Kipping of the Harvard Smithsonian Center for Astrophysics said in a statement. Steve, I've always kind of been fascinated with space, and I'm wondering, how do they know about planets and stars light years and light years away? How do they know about all this?
Well, it's all calculations.
Any ideas?
I think they use gravitational and Doppler readings on these things to determine the mass, the size, the distance. And, you know, those are our
but
guesses.
How do they know about the nature of our galaxy and that we're one of many galaxies? And how do they know about all that?
Well, you can see the galaxies. There's no problem with that. I mean, you can see those through telescopes, actually. Many of them.
Really?
Oh, yeah. They're close by. You know, and you can see things that are far off, like the star Betelgeuse, I guess is the way that it's actually pronounced, which is part of Orion. I guess it's something like, I don't know, about 200.
Not to get all deep here, Steve, but we're such a tiny little dot here in a huge universe filled with tons and tons and tons and tons of space.
Yeah. Well, I mean, do you buy into the idea that it's all a big simulator, that it only exists when we go there? It's kind of like one of those rooms in a video game that you never go into. You never go into.
The Matrix.
It doesn't even exist until your space intersects with it. It's for show. It's for looks. It's maybe not even.
Are you talking about quantum physics here?
Yeah, there's been some talk about that.
Schrodinger's cat. It's all about the observer. Yeah, and if there's no observer, then there's no action.
Voltaire's tree in the forest. Remember that?
If a tree falls in the forest and there's nobody there to hear it, does it make a sound?
Right. And if there's a light out there 200 light years away and nobody's there to see it, is it really a light at all? I don't know. I mean, I think they're out there, of course, but, you know, it's big. It's fast. You know, such is the dimension of this universe that seems non-ending. And, of course, it's so big and so vast, and so it's immense. We can't even possibly. It's like you said, we're like a speck of dust on the ocean. That's how big it is. You know,
a grain of sand.
Mm-hmm. Easily. Mm-hmm.
It's very interesting. All right. Anyways, enough of that deep pontificating.
But what I'm more interested in, do you think that the Pleiadians, the people from the Pleiades, aliens from the Pleiades are the good guys, and the ones from Orion and Sirius are the bad guys. That's
the reptilians?
Yeah, they could be the reptilians. That's what I've heard anyway. They're the Orionides, or whatever they call them, the people from Sirius, the dog star.
Uh-huh.
You know, they're the bad guys, but the Pleiadians are the ones who are trying to help us. They're kind of like the
We're the ones who live in the hollow earth?
Yeah, well, they could. I mean, they intersect with our
reality. No, I'm asking, who are the ones that live in the hollow earth?
I would suppose they're the hollow earth aliens. And they call them. Oh, I hear that they're big grays and little grays. You know, that's what I've heard, of course. But, you know, we're really talking about that kind of stuff that only a few of us really know about, Bob. And we're not telling.
It's exopolitics here on the Bob Tuscan Show. A rare glimpse at a topic we never talk about. Anyways, next hour, we're going to take your phone calls, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. But before we get to that, I wrote an article today. It's up on BobTuscan.com. And here's the headline, Steve. Ready? Yahoo virus infects 27,000 computers every hour.
Yahoo
is right. Whoa. Yahoo's advertising server was hit with a malware attack this week, affecting thousands of users in various countries, an internet security firm said just the other day, Steve. In a blog post, Fox IT said Yahoo's servers were releasing an exploit kit that exploited vulnerabilities in Java and installed the malware. Clients visiting Yahoo.com received advertisements served by ads.yahoo.com, the internet security firm said. Some of the advertisements are malicious. Given the typical infection rate of 9%, This would result in around 2,700 infections every hour.
Wow.
Scary stuff, man. I'm not going to go anywhere on the web.
Well, have any of the hackers or these, what you might call these virus protection programs that you pay for, have they identified this thing and eradicated it yet, or is it still at large?
It's still at large, and people, again, at a rate of 27,000 per hour are getting hit with this virus.
Wow. What does Yahoo have to say about that?
I'm glad you asked.
Oops. Sorry.
Well, they said at Yahoo, we take the safety and privacy of our users seriously.
Oh, yeah, they sure do.
On Friday, on our European sites, we served some advertisements that did not meet our editorial guidelines. Specifically, they spread malware. We promptly removed these advertisements. One little problem. It's too late. So, folks, be careful when you use the interweb. Be careful.
Yeah, it's a dangerous world out there. It is a jungle. There's no question.
It's a dangerous World Wide Web.
Right. I mean, look at what happened when people tried to sign up for the Affordable Health Care Act.
I wonder how many viruses per hour people are getting going to that website. Jeez.
Yeah, that's all it was, in my opinion, was a virus itself. You know, I mean, there was never anything that was really behind it at all that was working and functioning like it should be. And then, of course, it gets inside your computer and it operates with your own technology inside the operational structure of your DOS and all that. So, you know, there you are. And, you know, people, I'm sure some of our callers probably know a lot more about these things than I do, or maybe you do as well, Bob. And, you know, leave that open. If you do, well, what do you think? Should we hear them out and see what they have to say? Maybe they have some things to say about some of this stuff.
Yeah, 800-313-9443. We'll take your calls all next hour, so jump on board now and get in line to contribute. So we're going to have open phone lines. Get out your crayon. Write this number down. You ready for it? All right. 800-313-9443. Anything you want to talk about, it's open game in the next hour of the Bob Tuscan Show. What I got in my stack? What do you want to get to next hour? I got a few things. What do you want, Steve?
Well, I mean, there's all kinds of things. I know, one of your favorite topics is Barry Sotero, but did you see that article about how he's complaining about the GOP lawmakers left and didn't go back to work to try to solve the unemployment issues while he's away on vacation? You know, pretty hideously stupid story, of course. But you can't make this stuff up, friends. I mean, these kinds of comments. You know, do you still see people with Obama, Biden bumper stickers on their car? I do. It's hard to believe in this rather conservative community that
you
I
would
live
think
in.
They would scrape yeah. them off by now. Jeez.
Yeah, I mean, even if you like the guy, you know, I mean, it's a long time since the election, but these people are so weird. You look at them when they're driving, and you go, gosh, that person. That person must
Here's a question maybe we can take into next hour that we can get our callers in on. Kerry, Secretary of State of this term, or Hillary Clinton, Secretary of State of last term in 2016?
For president? Is that what
you're saying? Well, the Mossad chief says that Kerry's trying to go for it, and that's why he's pushing these peace talks through. We'll talk about that. But, of course, Hillary Clinton remains a person of interest, to say the least. All right, folks, it's the Bob Tuscan Show. Hour number two coming up in just moments. We want your phone calls at 800-313-9443.
The Bob Tuscan Show. With